Skipper, Skipper, wake up, wake up.
What's the matter? What is it, little buddy?
I just saw a ghost out there.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Gilligan, you didn't wake me up out of a sound sleep to tell me about your nightmare.
No, I saw a real live ghost out there.
Gilligan, people are alive, ghosts are dead.
Then I saw a real dead ghost and he ran that way.
Well, if he was dead, how come he was running that way?
But Skipper, he's right out there, Skipper.
Oh, Gilligan, will you stop that now? Go to sleep. Good night.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 8th, 2021. Today is the 100th anniversary of the birth of American actor Alan Hale, Jr., born in Los Angeles in 1921. The son of character actor Alan Hale, his television career spanned four decades, but he was best known for his co-starring role as the Skipper on the 1960s series Gilligan's Island. He also appeared on several talk and variety shows. Hale was featured in more than 200 films and television roles beginning in 1941. He appeared primarily in westerns, performing with Kirk Douglas in The Big Trees, Audie Murphy in Destry, Robert Wagner in The True Story of Jesse James, and Hugh Marlowe in The Long Rope. He also appeared in musical comedies opposite Don DeFore in It Happened on Fifth Avenue, James Cagney in The West Point Story, and Judy Canova in Honey Child. He achieved continuing success on the CBS comedy Gilligan's Island, which ran from 1964 through 1967. He reprised the role of the Skipper in three Gilligan's Island TV films and two spin-off cartoon series. The show aired for a total of 98 episodes. His character proved to be the most prominent role of his entire career as the show continued in reruns. The popularity of the program typecast its actors, making it difficult for them to pursue other roles successfully. Hale did not really mind being so closely identified with the Skipper and often visited children in hospitals dressed as the character. Dawn Wells, who played Marianne, said in a 2014 interview that Alan was absolutely the consummate professional, a wonderful gentleman who was always on time, always prepared, and who never, ever complained. He was just like my dad, she remembered. After the end of Gilligan's Island, he continued his career in TV, guest starring on several more series, including The Wild Wild West, The Virginian, Marcus Welby, M.D., The Love Boat, and many others, as well as several feature films. In addition to acting, he co-owned a Los Angeles restaurant called Alan Hale's Lobster Barrel on La Cienega Boulevard in the city's restaurant row. He was married twice, first to Bettina Reed Durr, with whom he had four children. The couple later divorced, and in 1964, he married former singer Naomi Ingram, to whom he would remain married until his death. Hale died on January 2, 1990, of cancer at St. Vincent Medical Center in Los Angeles at age 68. His body was cremated and his ashes were scattered over the Pacific Ocean. His Gilligan's Island co-star Dawn Wells was present, representing the surviving cast members of the show. For his contribution to the television industry, Alan Hale Jr. has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, located at 6653 Hollywood Boulevard. We're remembering the Skipper today on what would have been his 100th birthday. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 8th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.